Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Good evening, everybody. Good evening. Come on in. Good evening, everybody. Come on in. Speak to me as you come in and let me know where, you are watching from. Time to command your day and command your week with the power of prayer. It's command your week and it's going to be a combo. Command your day. Come on in. We're going to help you get a hold of the week before the week gets a hold of you. Come on in, everybody. Speak to me and let me know where you are watching from. Also, let me know this. What's the temperature of where you are watching from? I left Atlanta. It was 60. I got to Denver. Hey, Rex, Georgia. I got to Denver. It was negative 11. The devil is a liar. Hey, California. Good to see you. Oregon, good to see you. Come on in, everybody. Let me know where you're watching from. Northridge, California. San Antonio, Texas. Shalom, everybody. Come on in. Speak to me as you come in. It's negative 7 where you are. 29 where you are. New York. Hey, New York. Aurora, good to see you. All right. That's what I said. Jesus. San Jose. All right. Come on. Can I get somebody over on TikTok and IG to type it just like this? Text Harvest to 55498. So I can pin that on TikTok and pin that on IG. Text Harvest to 55498. For everybody, the app is the best way to stay connected to Bishop Forman, the best way to stay connected to Harvest Church. Brooklyn, New York, good to see you. Denver, St. Louis, Little Rock, Indiana, Aurora, San Lorenzo, California. Welcome everybody everywhere. Come on in wherever you're watching from and speak to me. Charlotte, North Carolina. Shalom, come on everybody. It's cold, that's all I know. Negative 2 in Chicago. Windy City. I got another Windy City. I got another Chicago on YouTube. It says it's negative 17. Tennessee. I heard that Tennessee got some snow and that the city was shut down. Memphis was shut down last night is what I heard. Listen, it is cold. I'm not a fan of the cold. I am a fan of warm weather. Listen, guys, this is week 2. Drop a 2 in the comments. This is week 2 of your 2024. This is your year of more. Excuse me, drop more. Guys, just so you know, I feel totally good. I just had to eat real quickly because there was the delay getting in from the airport this evening. I had to eat real quickly. And that tells me that I need to double check those ingredients to make sure that everything was fast compliant. Everything should have been, but I shouldn't be doing that. All right, anyway, let's go. Wichita Falls, good to see you. Let's go, let's go, let's go. Let's go, let's go, let's go. All right, this is your year of more. And so what do we do? Why do we pray? We gather together for what's called Command Your Week. And we get this from the scripture in Job. When Job is going through his trials, he's going through his tribulations, he's going through his challenges. In Job 38, the Lord says something. Job says the Lord says to Job, have you commanded the day and cause the dawn to know its place? I know. That's why I'm concerned about what just happened, because everything that I just had should have been completely fast compliant. But nonetheless, I'll check it out. All right, let's go. He says, have you commanded the day and caused the dawn to know its place? Have you commanded the day and caused the dawn to know its place? In other words, what God was saying to Job was, Job, listen, you are in this state and in this place where you're frustrated, you're mad, you're angry. But the first thing he does is, Job, I set all of this up. I'm God. Please do not solicit in my comments over there on Facebook. Please don't do that. If you do it again, I have to block you. All right. We have resources available for you. Just go to harvestchurch.church, tap on resources. We got you covered. But please don't solicit in my comments. All right. Number two, he was saying to Job, Job, while you're complaining, while you're frustrated, while you're angry, he said, Job, you've not tapped into the authority that you have. So number one, it was a rebuke. But number two, it was God calling Job up to something higher. Because sometimes we can get frustrated, we can get mad, we can get angry about what's going on in our lives, but we haven't used the authority that we have. Can I get everybody on every platform to just speak it out of your mouth and type it in the comments? I have authority. I have authority. I have authority, which means I'm not just going to sit back waiting on something to change when I have the power to change it. And prayer is part of the power that we have. And of course, right now, if you're connected and you're doing the fast with us, we are in the midst, of 21 days of fasting and prayer. We're right in the middle of 21 days of fasting and prayer. And what are we at? So this is day, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday. So we're on day six. We'll be coming to its conclusion. And the Bible says in Mark chapter 9 that some things only come with fasting and prayer combined. So I want you, especially this week and next week, and I want you to really, as we're navigating through this fast, I want you to really make prayer a priority for you, because there are certain things that you are going to get results in because fasting makes things happen faster. All right. So I wanted you to understand why we call it Command Your Day, why we call it Command Your Week. It's a spiritual principle to push us to walk in the authority that we have. But then number two, during this time of fasting and prayer, it's where you're going to see things move faster. If you just found out about the fast, you want to be a part of the fast, you can jump on. You just need to add 6 days on the back end of yours. So we'll be done January 31. You're going to add 6 days on the back of yours, and you can jump in on the fast. All you have to do is go to our app and go to our store. It's called the Healing Scriptures. Can I get everybody to type that in the comments just so that somebody can pin that? It's called the Healing Scriptures booklet. It's an amazing resource for you, because not only does it have fast instructions, it has some recipes in there, but in addition to that, it also has scriptures for anything that you could go through. Prayers for healing. So let's say you're dealing with arthritis. There's scriptures in there about that. Let's say you're dealing with eyesight issues. There's scripture in there about that. The Bible says that heaven and earth will pass away, but not one jot nor tittle of his word will pass away. That means God is going to perform everything down to the punctuation. He's the God that will perform everything down to the punctuation. You just started today. Awesome. So I want to encourage, if you don't know about the fast, get that Healing Scriptures book. It's a corporate fast, so you want to follow the corporate instructions, all right? This is not a fast where you just Google it and figure out what different people call Daniel fast, because what's happened is that the world has taken a lot of biblical principles and turned it and made it into their own thing. And so you want to make sure that you're part of that. All right? Again, text harvest to 55498. There you go. That's another good scripture, Matthew 17:21. But you want to make sure that you do that, all right? Let me also just say this about fasting before we jump into prayer. Fasting literally means to abstain from eating or to alter your diet. And I've heard a lot of crazy stuff, especially in the social media world, of people saying, you know, I'm fasting TB. No such thing. Can you drop that in the comments? No such thing. I've heard people say, you know, I'm fasting music. No such thing. The proper terminology for that, and the reason it's important to understand the difference, is because words matter, right? Black isn't white. White isn't black. Blue isn't green. Green isn't red. Words matter. No such thing as that. Fasting literally means to abstain from eating or to alter your diet. What that is, if you, for example, cut out TV, if you cut out, talking on the phone, whatever, that's called a consecration. Can you drop that word in the comments? Consecration, consecration, which literally means to set yourself apart, to do something different, right? So that's really a consecration, just so that you're clear on the terminology, because I've heard people say, you know, I'm on a fast right now, I'm just, you know, I'm fasting, going to the movies. Baby, there's no such thing as that, okay? You just ain't going to the movies. It's a consecration, okay? All right, just want to make sure you got the right terminology, right? The Bible says that his people are destroyed, not for lack of faith, not for lack of prayer, not for lack of shouting, not for lack of praise. The Bible says that God's people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. So it's important to me that you know the terms. All right, let's go up in prayer. God, we honor you and we bless you. Let me get you to share on every platform, because when you share, people get saved. God, we honor you and we bless you. We thank you that you are good, you are faithful, you are mighty, you are strong. You are our conquering king. You've never, ever lost a battle, and you will never, ever lose a battle, because any battle that exists is a battle that you set up to make us better and for you to get the glory. There's nothing that we will ever face, nothing that we will ever deal with, nothing that we will ever be in where you will not get the glory out of it, and it will not benefit us and bless us. You're the God of Romans 8:28, where you cause all things, put all things in the comments. You cause all things to work together for our good, which means there's nothing that we go through. There's nothing that we experience where you don't get the glory and where it does not make us better, where it does not work out for our good. So, Father, change our perspective this year. Anything we find ourselves dealing with, anything we find ourselves in, let us say it's for my good and for his glory. I pray tonight in the name of Jesus that that's the type of faith we have in 2024. This is our year of more, where you will do more for us, God. You will do more through us, and you will do more in us. You are the God of Ephesians 3:20. You're the God that Amplified says, the super abundantly more than all that we ask or think. And for that, we tell you thank you. Tonight, God, as we pray, we thank you for the privilege to pray. It's a privilege to be able to speak to you. We're not just speaking aimlessly into the atmosphere. We're not just speaking aimlessly words that aren't going to produce something. Your word says that your ear is not too heavy that you cannot hear. This means when we pray, you hear us. And when you hear us, you are God that responds. And we thank you that you hear us and you respond. You are the everlasting King. You are omnipresent everywhere at the same time. You're omniscient. You're all-knowing. You're omnipotent. You've got all power. And for that, we give you glory. We ask that you forgive us tonight, God, for all of our sins, those committed knowingly and unknowingly. There's certain things that we did not know was wrong. So, Father, we thank you that your blood covers us and that your blood washes us. There's certain things we didn't know did not please you. We didn't know that it was the wrong thing to do. You are a God that gives us grace and mercy. Grace is when you give us something good, God, that we do not deserve. But mercy, God, is when you give us something and when you block something negative that we do deserve. We thank you that your grace and your mercy have literally rewritten the story of our lives. We should have been dead, gone, messed up, jacked up, tied up. But you've been good to us. You have been faithful to us. And we tell you thank you. We ask that you forgive us for sins committed knowingly and unknowingly. Forgive us, God, for sin, which is to make a mistake. This is where we did not know. It literally is an archery term where if you didn't hit the bullseye, they would yell out sin. Forgive us, God, for where we didn't hit the bullseye. Forgive us, God, for where we didn't accomplish what it was that you set out for us to accomplish. Forgive us for not thinking on the bullseye. What's the bullseye? Your thoughts. Forgive us for not speaking on the bullseye. What's the bullseye? What you speak. Forgive us, God, for not handling other people. The way that is the bullseye. This is according to your scripture. Forgive us for that tonight. In the name of Jesus, we ask, God, that you forgive us for our iniquity. That's generational sin. That's passed down and around. Forgive us, God, for when it was handed to us, not handing it back. Forgive us, God, for when it was passed to us, we didn't pass it back or we didn't shut it down. We ask that you forgive us for that tonight, God. You've called us to be the curse breakers. You've called us to be the history makers. You've called us to be the line crossers and the boundary breakers. And forgive us tonight, God, for when any time that we've not done that. Forgive us, God, for any time that we have not walked in that. And finally, we ask that you forgive us tonight, God, for transgression. This is where we willfully deviate from what we knew to be right. God, forgive us for the arrogance and the pride that it takes to transgress. Because transgression means we knew better, but we did it anyhow. That is an arrogant spirit. Forgive us for that. That's a prideful spirit. Forgive us for that. That is a spirit of hubris. Forgive us for that. That is a spirit that says we know better than you, but you're our creator, and the creation will never know more than the creator. The created will never be able to exceed the creator. So forgive us for even thinking that way. Forgive us for even operating that way, God. We humble ourselves before you. You said if we humble ourselves, that you would not have to do it. One of the terminologies, God, for humble, it means to fast. Because when you fast, you're literally humbling yourself. Because we're giving up what we want now for what we want most. We are giving up what we desire to follow a prescribed layout. So for God, God, we say thank you. We humble ourselves before you, God. We realize that everything we have, you did it. Everything that's good, you made it happen. It's not our education. It is not our background. It is not our pedigree. It is not our economic prowess. It is not our pedigree. It is not any of the things that the world dictates as success. God, we know you did it. And if it had not been for the Lord, y'all pray with me tonight, that was on our side, we would not still be here. Your word says that unless the Lord builds the house, they that build it labor in vain, which means you can do a whole lot of stuff, but if God's not helping you, it's not going to matter in the end. So we stand before you, God, humbling ourselves at the top of this year. God, wherever, here's what humility does. Humility can be corrected. Father, we will not be angry or mad or frustrated when we get corrected. Come on, I need you to put that in the comments. I won't get angry. I won't get angry. I won't get angry. I won't get angry. People that are humble people can be corrective, and they don't take it personal, and they don't even try, here it is, to defend themselves in the midst of correction. Humble people take the correction, apply the correction, and keep it moving. God, we will not be those that have a problem with correction. And correction doesn't just come from God. No. Correction comes from anything that has that is a leader, anything that has authority over, anything that is a superior in any way, shape, form, or fashion. God, I pray that we would not be angry at correction. I pray that we would not get an attitude when corrected. That's proof that there's arrogance. That's proof that there's pride. Father, when you correct us, and how do you correct? You correct us through your word. The Holy Ghost is our trainer, which literally means you'll correct us through your word. The Bible calls that godly sorrow. Come on, put that phrase in the comments. Godly sorrow. Godly sorrow is when something occurs and then we have the feeling, we have that knowing that I shouldn't have done it that way. I shouldn't have said it that way. I shouldn't have handled it that way. Father, we will be those that love correction, because you said that you are a father that loves your children. And any father that loves their children, they are those that, watch me, correct them. So, Father, we declare that we love correction. Y'all ain't praying with me tonight. We love correction, because as long as you're correcting us, this means you have not given up on us. As long as you are correcting us, this means you've not thrown in the towel on us. God, woe unto the one that you no longer correct. Woe unto the one that no longer feels convicted. Woe unto the one that you no longer say anything to. Woe unto the one that you let wild out and you do nothing about it. You say nothing about it. This is where Romans says that you would give them over to their own reprobate mind. We thank you, God, that you are the God that corrects us. And humility means we welcome it, we receive it, and we love it because it makes us better. We welcome it, we receive it, and we love it because it makes us better. We welcome it. And we receive it because it makes us better. Thank you, God, for every time we even think something sideways for correction. Thank you for every time we speak something sideways for correction. Thank you, God, for when we do something sideways correction. I even pray, God, that even when we begin to have the thoughts of doing certain things, God, that the Holy Ghost would come in and correct quickly. Because that correction, here it is protection. That correction is protection. That correction is direction. That correction is exactly what we need. We are not those that think we are our gods. We did not make ourselves. You are our maker. You are our creator. You are everything. And so we give you glory for that. We are those that receive correction. Here's humility. Y'all keep praying with me. Humility doesn't just love correction. But humility is open to instruction. Humility is open to instruction. God, I pray that at the top of this year, we set ourselves as students. We sit in the seat of a student. That's what the word disciple means. It means a disciplined student, which means, number one, discipline. We like correction. And number two, a student. God, we tell you that we are students this year, which means we want to learn everything that you have ordained for us, God. We want to learn. Watch me. You can even use something stupid to teach us something smart. You can use something dumb to teach us something that's delightful and valuable. You are the God that when Balaam, a prophet of God, was getting ready to do something wrong, you spoke to him through a jinni, which is a female donkey. You spoke to him through a donkey. In other words, you were the God that gave him instruction through a donkey, which means we can learn anything from anybody. I pray, Father, that we sit in the seat of a student. Please put that in the comments. I'm a student. I'm a student. I'm a student. Hey, Pastor, I'm a student. I'm a student. I'm a student. which means we will not live this year like we are experts, because experts always feel depleted, depressed, anxiety when things don't go according to their expert opinion. I pray, Father, that we give up the desire, give up the need to be an expert. We don't know it all, but we know the God that knows it all. We are students, which means we are open to instruction. We are disciples, which means we are open to instruction, which means we may have to do things a different way. We may have to say things a different way. We may have to speak a different way. We may have to do something a different way. We may have to do what we plan a different way. But we tell you, God, that we are open, 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 and we are ready. We are ready for more. You will do more in us this year. You will do more for us this year, and you will do more through us this year. We humble ourselves at the top of this year, which means we receive correction. It means we receive instruction. But not only do we receive instruction, God, not only do we receive correction, but we are those, God, that recognize that you will exceed our expectations, which means it will not be the way we thought. It will not go the way we imagined. Your word says in Isaiah that as your thoughts are higher than our thoughts, your ways are higher than our ways, which means it will not look the way we thought it was going to look. And we tell you that we're open. Humility says it has to be the way I thought. But arrogance says it has to be the way I thought. But humility says, God, I am open to you exceeding my expectations. Arrogance says it has to be the way I wanted it to happen. But humility says, God, it will be your way. Your thoughts and your ways, 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 your thoughts and your ways. We receive that now. Let's come up for breath. In Jesus' name, everybody say, yes, Lord, right there. Everybody on every platform say, yes, Lord, right there. listen, if you're just coming in, let me get you to like the video, tell me where you're watching from, and share. It is Command Your Week prayer. We do this on Monday nights. Now, remember, as I've just been giving you forewarning, we're going to be moving our Command Your Day pop-ups and prayer. I'm going to move all of that to earlier in the day. Now, there'll still be a replay on Monday nights. I've just been getting you ready for that. We have to adjust that because my travel schedule is very fluid. And so we have to adjust to that so that we can make sure we do this, because I'm committed to making sure that we make prayer a priority. All right. So just lock that in you. And of course, with On Demand, you can always watch it at any time. All right. Listen. Several things that we're going to hit in prayer tonight. The first thing that we're going to hit in prayer tonight, this thing was so good to me. It was the reel that I did today. And this thing was so good to me. And I want to read it to you from the Message Bible. Because for many of you, here's what is your challenge to moving forward. Here's your challenge to moving forward. Your challenge to moving forward are the things that people have done that lock you into now and lock you into the past. Let me give you clarity on this. You may remember the story in the Bible about a man. Hey, Mississippi. You may remember the story in the Bible about a man who had what was referred to as a legion. And he says, my name is Legion, for we are many. So for those of you trying to figure out, you say, oh, people got all this new stuff now. And they're saying they and they and they. That's not new. That has been here. Legion says, my name is Legion. The man with the legion says, my name is Legion, for we are many, right? They, right? That's where that emanated from. It's been here. But let's go here. the man, the Bible says he lives in the tombs, the past. That's out in the scripture, past. Number two, the Bible says that he cuts himself. He's self-destructive. He's literally suicidal. All right, drop self-destructive. Put that in the comments. If you put suicidal, it may block you. So put self-destructive. Here's number three. Number three says no one can hold him back, even with chains, which means he will not follow. He won't follow instructions. He won't follow a leader. He won't follow anybody. So watch me. This rebellious thing that some people have, that thing been here. Of course, it comes way before that man, but I just wanted you to see it. No one can control him. Nobody, even if they put restraints on him, it doesn't work. He won't follow instructions. He won't follow instructions. He's cutting himself. He lives in the tombs. Then the Bible says, day by day, he's crying out and hollering. You ready? So here it is. He's overly emotional. Put that in the comments. He's overly emotional. He's overly emotional. His emotions are too much. It's toomuch.com. He's overly emotional. And pay attention. Where in the world could this have come from? Where in the world could this have emanated from? Where in the world could this have happened? Well, the clue is right there in where he lives. He lives in the tombs, which means this man's spiritual condition is all because of previous interactions with people. In fact, I can go deep tonight and teach you this before we cover this in prayer. Only one of two things could have had this man in that state. Now, Bishop, what is a legion? It was many evil spirits. We know there's at least 2,000 of them that are in this man. And we know there's at least 2,000 because they go and they go drown. They're transferred. Jesus looses them from the man. They're transferred to the pigs and they drown 2,000 pigs. Drop 2,000 in the comments. So we know there's at least 2,000 evil spirits in this man that has got this man living in the tombs, cutting himself, overly emotional, self-destructive, won't follow nobody, won't follow instructions. You ready? Come on, prayer. We're about to go. Do me a favor. Share whatever platform you share on. Share. So one of two things could have happened. One, there could have been a spirit transfer. Someone could have laid their hands on him and transferred that to him. The Bible does not indicate that that's what happened. Here's the second thing, which is more than likely what happened. The scripture says, listen to me carefully. I'm about to get you together. This is going to be good because we're about to cover it. You're in a new year and you have to let go and release all of the hurt, bitterness, anger, pain, unforgiveness. You ready for this? And even sexual experiences that you've had with people from your past. We're going to pray tonight. You are not taking any baggage into this year. Type no baggage, no baggage, no baggage. So, Bishop, why did you bring up sexual experiences? The second thing that could have happened, which is more than likely what happened to this man, is that this man, the scripture says, when you make yourself one with the person sexually, that there is a transferring of both soul and spirit. I need you to put prophesy, man of God. There's a transferring between soul and spirit. What is your spirit? That's your subconscious mind. This is why for some of you, after you have been with certain people, watch me, your spirit is off. You were good until you got with them, and now your spirit is off. Now you're like, I don't know if I believe in the Lord no more. Shut your mouth. I wish you would. I wish you would. You were good until you laid down with them. You used to be strong, and you laid down with them. You used to be powerful, and you laid down with them. So what it did is it affected your spirit. Please, please, come on. I just got to teach it to you, and then we're going to cover this thing in prayer. It messed with your spirit. You were on fire for God, and you laid down with that mark. You got to hear me. And so now your fire is gone and you're trying to figure out why. It's because there was a transferring of the spirit. Here's the second thing. Your soul, and this is 1 Corinthians, your soul becomes one with that individual. That's your mind, your thoughts, your will, and your emotions. Let me teach it, then we're going to cover it in prayer. Your mind, your thoughts, your will, your emotions, which means your mind begins to act like theirs. You got to hear me. Your mind begins to act like theirs. Number two, your thoughts. You begin to think like them. Your will. If they're lazy, all of a sudden, here you go. All they do is lay up. Now you just lay it up. You all of a sudden, you try to figure out what happened to my will? What happened to my desire to do something? Your emotions. You've picked up their emotions. And here's the deal. It's not just them that you've laid down with. And there's no judgment right through here, y'all. No judgment right through here. No judgment. No judgment right through here. Everybody hear me. Everybody hear me. Hear me clearly. mind, thoughts, will, emotions. It's not just that individual. It is any individual they didn't lay down with. So now we see this man with the legion, how in the world it would be possible for him to have this many evil spirits in him that have got him doing what? Living in the past. Talk to me in these comments. Living in the past, self-destructive. You ready? Living in the past, self-destructive, overly emotional, won't follow nobody. You got to hear me. You got to hear me. Okay? That's Bible. So here's what we're going to cover in prayer at the top of this year. Because in Proverbs 20 and 22, and here's the deal. The Bible says that he lived in the tomb. So he lived in the past. I want you to put this in the comments. I will not live in the past. He's rebellious. Thank you, man. I left that right. But I will not live in the past. I will not live in the past. You've heard the term soul ties, but the truth is that's not deep enough because it's a spiritual connection. It's a spiritual connection. It's a spiritual connection. And there are people from your past that are still running what's happening in your present. Are you ready? And they're not even in your lives anymore. There are people from your past, listen carefully, that are controlling your present, and they're not even in your life anymore. That's how that man had that legion. And the scripture says that when that thing left him, when the people saw him, they were scared of him because they'd never seen him in his right mind. And for some of you, I'm not talking to everybody, but I'm talking to somebody. For somebody today, you got to hear me clearly. In 2024, you're about to recover, watch me, your mind. God's about to do more through your mind. Because you didn't even know that there were parts of you that were being controlled by people that are not even in your life anymore. Let's hit this thing in prayer. Father, in Jesus' name, we release all hurt. We release all bitterness. We release all unforgiveness. We release everything and anything, God, that is connected to people from the past that does not serve us in our present. We break every ungodly, improper soul tie, every spirit tie, everything that happened from any past inappropriate sexual relationship. God, we release that and we let it go. Please, y'all, pray for me tonight. I had no intention of going this way, but this is where the Holy Ghost wants to go. We release that tonight in the name of Jesus. And we declare that nothing from the past that does not serve us and better us in our present, that does not bring us more in our present, we release that tonight. Your word says in Proverbs 20:22, don't ever say, I'll get you for that. Wait for God and he'll settle the score. For some tonight, God, they're still waiting on you to do something to somebody from their past. We release that tonight. We release that tonight. We will not take any ungodly baggage with us into this year. So 15 days into 2024, we let every ounce, every piece, every thought, every attachment to any ungodly baggage in our lives, we release that now. In the name of Jesus, we pray. In the name of Jesus, we pray. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Can you just say yes, Lord, right there? Can you say yes, Lord, right there? Can you say yes, Lord, right there? Okay. For many, it's difficult to even be present and to move forward because of things that have been attached and things that have come from the past. And we cannot take that baggage with us forward. We cannot take that baggage with us forward. We cannot take that baggage with us forward. No ungodly baggage. And I want you to pay close attention to the way we prayed that. Say, no ungodly baggage. No ungodly baggage. Why is that important? Because if you look back over your life, there's lessons in everything. So what we want to do is let's keep the lesson, but let's drop the bags off. The baggage is the hurt, the bitterness, the pain, the spiritual component we just talked about. That can happen just from laying down with somebody. And you got to hear me. And they may be a great person, but it doesn't mean they didn't carry evil spirits. Let's talk about it. They may be a great person, didn't mean they were not carrying evil spirits. I encourage some of you, because I saw a few comments in Instagram. I encourage you to go look at, I've taught on that particular subject before. And let me give you some message titles that I encourage you, particularly around that subject matter. Let me give you some message titles to help you. While I'm doing that, do me a favor, guys, share. When you share, people get saved. When you share, lives are changed. So one of the series is called, one of the messages is called Love and Sex. Don't put sex in the comments because it'll probably block your comments. But you can just say love and do an underline, blank. Another one is called Sexual Healing. Another one is called I Wish Somebody Would Have Told Me That. Let me give them to you again. That will teach you, give you teaching, and I don't have time to teach you tonight. I'm going to give you teaching. One is Love and Blank. Don't say it because I don't want to block your comments. But Love and Sex. Another one is called I Wish Someone Would Have Told Me That. Can you put that in the comments? I wish someone would have told me that. I wish someone would have told me that. And another one is called Sexual Healing. sexual healing, right? It's great for you. Married, single, dating, it doesn't matter where you're at in your journey. It doesn't matter where you're at in your journey. I encourage you, look at those messages, because for some people, let me tell you what's messing with your marriage, is that you haven't properly closed out prior sexual relationships. So now that stuff is all up in your marriage. That's your issue, is that people from the past are controlling the present and they're not even in your life anymore. I could go deeper. If you want me to go further on that, this is prayer. This ain't a pop-up. But if you want me to go further, say go further, Bishop. I can go further. I need to see at least 50 of y'all say go further, Bishop, in these comments for prayer. In prayer tonight, right? I see one. I gotta have a few more than one. All right, I see several of them coming in. For some of you, you ready? The reason you should really go listen to those messages or watch those messages is because you're complaining about not being able to find someone now, but that's because in the spirit, you are still illegally married to somebody from your past. You gotta go listen to those messages, because I'll explain what that actually means. You're asking God to send you somebody, which means that God would have to then ignore the illegal marriage you've created in the realm of the spirit to then send you somebody. He can't send you someone. He can't. If that's been you, if that is not you, then I'm not talking to you. But if that's been you, you should really go listen to those messages so you can see the spiritual connotation. I just listed them out. You can go back and listen to them again. Because you're like, I can't find nobody. God is like, I can't send you nobody. You still got boop, 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 boop. You still got five illegal situations going on in the spirit. You never shut them down. And so you're like, I can't find nobody. They can't find you, and you can't find them, which is why you keep getting counterfeits, because heaven can't send you a fit. I'm just saying. All right, let's go. Father, here's what we're going to cover. Give us revelation. During this 21 days of fasting and prayer, give us revelation. Revelation means to uncover something. It'd be great if you want to just get the knowledge, you can get those messages. To uncover something in the name of Jesus. So I pray, God, that even in this 21 days of fasting and prayer and this year, I pray that whatever revelation we need about our lives, whatever revelations we need about our situations, Father, I pray that you would give us that revelation, uncover. It literally means to show us what's been hidden that we need to see. Show us what's been hidden that we need to pay attention to. So I pray now in Jesus' name, God, that you give us the revelation that we need. Sometimes it's not that we're doing wrong, it's that we're not doing enough of what's right. So I pray, God, for revelation. Come on, y'all. Put that word in the comments, revelation. I pray for revelation so that we would see what needs to change. We'd see what needs to be different. Give us revelation in our faith. Give us revelation in our finances. Give us revelation in our fitness. Give us revelation concerning our future. Give us revelation about our families. When you show us what has been covered or what has been hidden, it will be the game changer for us this year. 2024 is not going to be a repeat of any previous years. We declare that 2024, it will be the best year of our lives yet. Here it is again. You will do more for us. You will do more in us, and you will do more through us. Give us the revelation that we need. In Jesus' name. This is why I prayed in this sequence. But we have to be humble so that we can receive correction and we can receive instruction so that we're able to process revelation. You can't give revelation to arrogant people. You can't give revelation to stuck-up people. You can't give revelation to people who think they know it all. This is why we sit in the seat of a student so you can reveal something to us. In Jesus' name. Come on, say reveal, Lord. Put that in the comments. Reveal. So let me teach you a little bit before we move forward in prayer. Do me a favor, share on whatever platform you're on. If you haven't shared, when you share, people get saved. Last year, 3,136 people gave their lives to the Lord. More than that, that's just the amount we were able to count. This year, guys, is so exciting. Yesterday night, we hit 100 for the year. Can you put a praise in the comments for that? Yesterday, we hit 100. this year already. In Atlanta, four people gave their lives to the Lord last night, and then online and all of that. I don't remember those specifics, but we hit 100 yesterday. To God be the glory. That's somebody's mama, somebody's cousin, somebody's niece, somebody's nephew. This is why I ask you to share. Why? When you share, people get saved. You literally get to see the results and the fruit of your sharing. This isn't some made up thing. You get to see the results. All right. What does the word revelation mean? It means to uncover. It comes from the Greek word apocalypto, where we get our word apocalypse. So watch me. So a lot of people look at Revelation like the end of the earth. And it just means to uncover. That's why the name of the book is the revelation. There it is, LeVar. The revelation of Jesus Christ. The uncovering or the revealing of Jesus the Christ. Yeshua HaMashiach, the Messiah. Jesus the Christos, the anointed one, his anointed, his anointing, right? So revelation means there's something that's been there, but you didn't know it was there. Because we're about to take this prayer on Revelation a little bit deeper, then we're going to move on. It was something that was there, and you didn't know it was there. It was something that was going on, you didn't know it was going on. It was something that was happening, you didn't know it was happening. So let me connect this to this 21 days of fasting and prayer. In Daniel chapter 10, where we get this 21 days of Daniel fasting, and again, if you just found out about the fast, I really want to encourage you to hop on, join, be a part. Go to our app. the book is called Healing Scriptures. Get the fast instructions on our app or our website, right? Don't just Google Daniel fast, because you're going to get a bunch of different things. It's a corporate fast, so you want to follow the corporate outline for the fast, all right? Now listen, in that, Daniel, the Bible says the day that Daniel prayed, the Lord sent the answer. But for 21 days in the spirit, the prince of the kingdom of Persia, which means there was a spirit assigned to that region, it literally fought Daniel's answer from coming. Michael comes and he helps Gabriel, or excuse me, he helps the angel that was bringing his answer. We don't know the name. We don't know the name of that angel. We just know that the Lord sent an archangel to help him. Everybody look at me and listen to me very carefully through here. What ends up happening for Daniel? The Bible says the angel tells Daniel these words. From the day, we're already 6 days in. So you can start it today and just add 6 days on. From the day you prayed, the Lord sent the answer. Here's what you didn't know, Daniel. Here's the revelation. There's been a fight about you. There's been a fight going on about you. For many of you, over these 21 days, you're about to see just how significant you are to God. Let me prophesy over you before we cover this in prayer. During these 21 days, you are about to find out just how much of a threat you are to the enemy. Because for many of you, you don't see yourself as a big deal. You ready? But hell does. Hell thinks you are something to be afraid of. Hell thinks you are something to be afraid of, because the Bible says that Daniel had a spirit assigned to him that was the spirit for the entire country. You missed it. Daniel is one man. Why is there a spirit that's assigned to the country messing with him? I need you to hear me. There was a fight going on in the heavens about one man, because this one man was about to get revelation that was going to change the entirety of a nation. Daniel survived multiple kings and multiple regimes and multiple administrations, and Daniel was still standing. He was still standing. And I need you to hear me tonight before we cover this in prayer. Listen to me carefully. You are about to discover in this 21 days of fasting and prayer just how important you are to God, because you're a bigger deal to him than you think. You're not insignificant. Father, I come against, some people don't have low self-esteem. They have vacant self-esteem. Father, I pray against both low self-esteem and vacant self-esteem. We will not think more highly of ourselves than we ought to. But God, we will not be those. We will not be those that do not recognize that you think something good about us. Your word says in Jeremiah, I know the thoughts and the plans that I have towards you, to give you a future and to give you a hope. Father, let us see just how important we are to you, during these 21 days. And Father, let us see the fight that's been going on in the spirit about us. There's a fight that's been going on. There's conversations between people who you don't even know that don't like you. And they've been trying to work behind the scenes to stop you, to shut you down, to speak against you, to pray against you, to shut your dreams, your hopes, your ambitions down. There's meetings that have been happening about you. And you'd be shocked at who would be in those meetings because you were seen as a threat and you didn't even know it. There has been a fight about you. There has been a fight about you. And I pray that just like Daniel, the scripture says, And the time came where the saints of the Most High would possess the kingdom. And I pray that that would be the time that you and I are in. The scripture says in Daniel 7 and 22, it says, and judgment was made in the favor of the saints of the Most High God. And the time came when the saints would possess the kingdom. I declare that 2024, this is our time to possess. That's why you're going to do more. And you put that in the comments. It's my time to possess. And I'm not just talking about physical things. I'm not just talking about money and cash and cars and clothes. It's bigger than that. It's bigger than that. Because for some of you, you're about to have a seat of power that's going to be more powerful than money. You're about to have a seat of authority that will be more powerful than some cash and some cars and some clothes. And it's our time to possess. What is the kingdom? That's who God said we are, what God said that we can have. It's God's way of doing things. It's our time to possess this year. In the name of Jesus, let us see the fight that's been going on about us. This will help us to understand the warfare we endure. This will help us to understand what we went through as children and as teenagers and in our 20s and 30s and 40s and 50s and 60s and 70s and 80s and 90s and so forth. This will help us to understand that because there's a fight that's been going on that we never, ever saw. There's a fight that's been going on that we were never, ever aware of because we may not see ourselves as significant, but heaven does and hell does. Let us see the fight, because when we see the fight, here's what we get to see. We get to see our victory. Let me see the fight. Let me see Holyfield bite his ear. Let's go. Tyson bite his ear. What are you saying, Bishop? Father, when we see the fight, it will show us just how much we are doing, just how far we've come. How much we've accomplished, how much we are doing for your glory, how much and how important lives that are hanging in between the balance that you are using us to bring to you. Let us see the fight. Give us a glimpse of the fight. Give us a glimpse of the fight, because the Bible says that when the archangel came, they prevailed, and the archangel stayed with that prince of Persia. So that he could not come and mess with Daniel while Daniel was getting revelation. Let us see the fight. Let us see the fight. Let us come. Come on, can I get you to put that in the comments? Let me see the fight. Let me see the fight. Let me see. Renee, you need to see the fight. You need to see the fight. Bishop, why in the world would I want to see the fight? Because the fight, Corey, becomes your revelation. It becomes your revelation. It's like, I didn't know I was such a big deal. I didn't know hell was really coming at me like this. It's going to make you more responsible. You'll realize you don't have time to play. Father, don't let us waste our time. Ephesians 5 says that we are to redeem the time, for the days are evil. In other words, we're to make the most of the time we have. If I can see the fight, I'll see I ain't got time to play with the devil. I don't have time to be distracted. I don't have time to make dumb decisions. I don't have time to do things. If I live like nobody else today, I get to live like nobody else forever. For that, we say thank you. Let us see the fight. So the angel in Daniel chapter 10, he gives him a glimpse of the fight. The angel tells him, look, man, this prince of Persia, a whole demon that was assigned to the country, that was assigned to the country, has been coming against you. This is why, everybody look at me. This is why if you're honest with your life, you look at some people and be like, man, I wish I had it that easy. Wait a minute, if you've ever thought that, maybe even think it right now. This is why you'll look at somebody else and you'll be like, God, dog, are you serious, God? Are you serious, God? Are you serious? Because Daniel didn't realize, Daniel, this thing on you isn't a family thing. It isn't a city thing. It isn't a regional thing. This is a national thing. The principality, the evil spirit assigned to Persia, the whole country, is what came against you. That's what came against you. You thought this was about a job? No. This is about the company you're about to purchase. You thought this was about a car? Get out of here. No. This is because you're literally going to start, watch me, God's about to bless somebody where you're about to begin buying others' cars. It is warfare. That's why we're fasting and praying. I don't know who this is for. There's two of you. Y'all just go with me. There's two of you watching me right now where transportation has been your issue for 23, and it's been your issue coming into 24. Here's what I just heard the Lord say loud and clear. He said, the transportation has been your issue because this year you're not just going to have transportation. You're about to bless somebody else with some transportation. If you think I'm talking to you, put a praise on that right there. If I'm not speaking to you, just say, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. Then I'm not talking to you. But for those I'm talking to, I'm talking to. Yesterday, the Lord said something to me. He said, son, I want you to pay attention to where your attacks come from. I want you to pay attention to where your attacks come from. And when I began to look at the attacks, he says, now, son, the attack is where it's at. I'm going to back it up. I need to give you this revelation. We're going to cover it in prayer. And we got to pray one more scripture, and then that's probably all the time I'm going to have tonight. But thank God for the pop-ups. You ready? He said, I want you to pay attention to where the attack is at. Pay attention to where things come against you. Just put a question mark in the comments. Pay attention to where the attack comes from. He said, because where the attack comes from, pay attention, where the attack comes from shows you where your favor is. Look at where they said it. That's where your favor is. Look at where they did it. That's where your favor is. The Apostle Paul says in 1 Corinthians, there's a great and effective door open for me, but there are many adversaries. There's a great and effective door open for me, but there are many adversaries. The adversaries were standing at the door. Wow, look at that, Terry City. Isn't that? Look at God. Standing at the door. Okay? Which means the attack is only going to be where my favor's at. Because the whole purpose of the adversary is to keep me from walking through the door so that I don't get my favor. You got to hear me tonight. Wherever the attack is, that's where it's at. That's where your favor is. That's where your breakthrough is. That's where your open door is. You're like, God, where's it at? The attack is telling you where it's at. Because why would the enemy oppose you unless you were about to tap into where it's at? I'm going to say it one more time, and then we got to cover this in prayer. Why would the enemy oppose you unless that's where it's at? You got to hear that. So, Father, let us not back down. But I pray, God, that we rise up in power tonight. The attack reveals where it's at. The attack shows us where our favor is. The attack shows us where the breakthrough is. The attack shows us where everything is that you've ordained. Because the adversary only appears where there's open doors. Open doors means portals. I'm going from one thing to the next. An open door means an opportunity. I'm going from one thing to the next. An open door means something that you did for me. Because you're the God that controls the doors. God controls the doors. So if God can open doors no man can shut, shut doors no man can open, then wherever the attack is at tells us where the answer is. It tells us where the breakthrough is. It tells us where the favor is. So God, do not let us pull back Do not let us draw back. Do not let us give up. Do not let us give in, but let us relentlessly pursue until we prevail, just like they did in 1 Samuel 30, just like Daniel did in Daniel chapter 10. He prevailed in fasting and prayer. He pushed until he prevailed. He kept going until he prevailed. Let us prevail. And I pray, God, that even between now and the end of this month, I pray for an unusually high number of praise reports, an unusually high number of answered prayers, an unusually high number of breakthroughs. Why? We're doing the same thing Daniel did. And if you did it for Daniel, you got to do it for us. You're not a respecter of persons. You are a respecter of principles. And because we're following the principles, we must prevail. In Jesus' name we pray. I got one more scripture, y'all. One more scripture. If prayer has blessed you tonight, drop a fire in the comments. I appreciate that. If prayer has blessed you, drop a fire in the comments tonight. If prayer has blessed you, drop a fire in the comments tonight. Wherever the attack is, that's where it's at. You got to hear that. Wherever the attack is, that's where it's at. He told me, he said, pay attention to where they're attacking you. And he said, pay attention to who is attacking you. Because when you see who is attacking you, you're going to know a few things. Number one, you're going to know, listen to me very clearly through here, you're going to know who's not your audience. You're going to know who's not your audience. You're going to know who's not your audience. Sometimes there are people that you are attempting to connect with, do things for, do things with, be a part of their little clique, be a part of their little group. And sometimes when an attack manifests, it's showing you that's not your audience. Don't talk. Look at me. You don't need to talk to them. I'm unconventional. I'm the people's bishop. I'm unconventional. I'm not interested in being a part of no religious cliques and religious look. And I like that. I'm me. Can you just put that in the comments? I'm me. So sometimes you can't be shocked or surprised if your attack comes from who your audience is not. Jesus. It's not. You're not my audience. When crazy comments come through, I don't get, if you guys notice about me, I don't get in the comments and go back and forth with people. First of all, I've got the time to do that. Number two, here it is. You're not my audience. If you want to talk crazy to me, you're clearly not my audience, because the Lord would have told you, don't come at him like that, because he might come back for you. And his bite's worse than his bark. You ready? You're not my audience. For some of you, when you look at the attack, God is saying, I don't want you to look at me. Paul, you're called to reach. I got to wrap this up. Y'all give me 5 more minutes. Drop a 5 in the comments. Paul, you're called to reach non-Hebrews. Gentiles, as they were called in the scripture. So who kept attacking Paul? Hebrews. That wasn't his audience. But what happens if you start getting involved in the attack, you'll turn away from the audience you're supposed to reach. You'll turn away from who you're called to reach to try to deal with their attack. Did you hear what I just said? I'm going to say it one more time. Oh, yes, not my clap back. Danita, I will clap back. Huh? All right, let's go. You ready? Paul was called to reach the Gentiles, non-regular churchgoers. He was called to reach unchurched and de-churched people. That's who he was called to reach. Everybody, do me a favor, share real quick. Praise almost over. We got to go. That's who he was called to reach. So who attacked him? Those, the people who were not as honest, the Hebrews, the religious community, they hated him. They talked trash about him. They tried to mess with him. They tried to do crazy stuff to him. His hate didn't come from the world. His hate came from his own people. From his own people. And I need some of you to hear me. The attack is just telling you, watch me. Don't shoot. Look, That's who you don't need to focus on reaching. That is not your audience. That is not your audience. I don't know who needed that. Wait with me if you needed that. The attack is telling you, listen, you just need to know where not to put your attention. You just need to know where not to go after. You ready, Father? Thank you for the revelation behind the attacks. Thank you for the revelation behind what comes against us. It's a revealer of where our attention, of where our efforts, it's a revealer of where that should go. We will not waste time, energy, focus, pour into those that we have simply not been sent to. We've not been sent to everybody. But Father, let us be the best for those that we've been sent to. This is a whole word. I got to go. In Jesus' name. So here's the last scripture that I wanted to pray. This is the last scripture that I wanted to pray. And I see several of you in the comments saying, Bishop, what if it's your family? What if it's your family? That's your answer. Your answer is stop trying to please who cannot be pleased. Stop dancing to make them see your God and to see your progress and say, stop it. Who am I talking to? Stop it. I'll teach you get on the LeVar. I'll teach you get on it. This is just prayer. Somebody prayed before prayer tonight because you pulled me in a whole nother direction. You pulled me in a whole nother direction. When you saw it with expectation, you can pull something in a whole nother direction. You got it? All right, let's go. Last scripture. Because remember what got us down this path. The man with the legion. And we talked about living in the people from the past, controlling the present, and they're not even present in his life anymore. We pray Proverbs 20:22. Don't say, I'm going to get even. Wait on the Lord, and the Lord will settle the score. Here's the last scripture we want to pray. Because you have to, I love it. I see y'all saying answer prayer. I love it, I love it, I love it. I've been speaking in tongues. That word was for me. Come on, Malaysia. I love it, I love it, I love it. Come on, God. All right, look at this. Last scripture, Isaiah 49:26. Isaiah 49:26. And Isaiah 49:26, this is a scripture, and I did a reel on it too the other day. But this is the scripture that I want you to pray as we move on from this. Because here's the reason some people won't let certain things go. Here's the reason people won't let certain things go. One, it's not just the people, but two, you feel like if I let it go, they're going to get away with it. If I let it go, they're going to get away with it. And you can give me all of your deep spiritual answers about, you can give me all your deep spiritual answers. Let's just be, can we have an honest human moment for a second? If we can have a human moment for a second, just drop 100 in the comments. Drop 100 in the comments. Like, God, if I let this go, who's going to punish me? And here's the truth. Unforgiveness is like drinking poison and you helping, expecting them to die. You drank it, you're expecting them to die. Like, God, if I let it go, they get away with it. And I need you to get this. He says, Bishop, why are you hitting all the points in my last week? That's the Holy Ghost. Come on, truth. That's the Holy Ghost. God, I want to do something. I want to say something. I want to hurt somebody. God, I want to do a live about them. God, I want to post. They lied on me. I just want to post the receipts. Right? Here's what you got to do. You got to let it go. Isaiah 49:26. Listen to what the Lord says. And this thing is so good to me. I'm going to read it to you. Which version do I want to read to you? I want to read this version to you. Let me read it to you like this. Do me a favor, share if you haven't already shared. I want to read you a specific version because I like the way it reads. Isaiah 49:26. Here's Message Bible again. It says this, Isaiah 49:26 in the Message Bible says, and your enemies will become crazed, desperate, and they will turn on themselves and destroy one another. Then everybody gonna know that I'm your God. I'm going to read it to you one more time. This is why you have to let it go. This is why you can't carry it beyond January 15th. This is why you can't. Put that in the comments. I can't. We're 4 minutes over, but I got to get you this last scripture. We got to pray and we got to go. That's why you can't. You can't. Monique, you can't. You can't. Listen to this scripture. God don't play when it comes to you. He does not play when it comes to his people. He doesn't play. He doesn't. This is why, everybody look at me. Father, let us do people right so that we're never on the other side of this scripture. Uh-oh, did y'all hear what I just prayed? Did y'all hear what I just prayed? God, let us handle things right so that we're never on the other side of this scripture. Don't let us be on the other side of the scripture. Let us do what we do and do it for your glory and do it with excellence. Don't let us be on the other side of the scripture. Let us handle business right. Let us handle the affairs of our lives right so that we're not on the other side of the scripture. Isaiah 49, 26, here it is. He says, and your enemies, any noun, person, place, thing, idea that comes against you, they'll become crazy and they'll become desperate. This is why they keep trying you, because they're desperate. They've all, look at me, let me help. Let me give revelation, and we gotta go. Let me give revelation to somebody. The reason they keep trying you is because they're already past the crazy part, now they're desperate. They're desperate for a response from you. And I pray that you'd starve them of what they want. I pray that you'd starve them of what they want. They're already past the crazy part. This is why they keep trying you, because they're already past the crazy part. They're in the desperate part. They're in the desperate part. This is why they keep posting stuff, keep saying stuff, keep doing stuff. This is why you ain't even thinking about them, and they constantly got your name in their mouth. I'm talking to somebody on prayer tonight. Starve them of what they want. Starve them of what they want. Starve. They've already passed the crazy part. So now they're desperate. But here's what happens next, and it will happen before the end of this month in the name of Jesus. They will turn on themselves, destroying each other. The Bible actually says a worse word than destroying. I'm softening that word for the sake of the life. Go read it in Isaiah 49, 26, and you'll see what the Bible actually says. It says killing themselves, right? It says destroying themselves in self-destruction. Then everybody gonna know that I'm your God. Everybody gonna know that I'm your God. Everybody is going to see that I am your God. So Father, we say we let it go. You handle it. We give it to you. And God, we will not pick it back up. But we ask God that you move quickly to handle it. We pray, God, that we'd see things that were supposed to upset us, set us up for victory. Things that were supposed to anger us, cause us to accelerate. Things that were supposed to try to pull us down, be actually what pushes us up. And for that, we say thank you in Jesus' name. Everybody say yes, Lord, right there. Listen, guys, we're 7 minutes over, but I pray that prayer bless you. Do me a favor, number one, share. If you haven't shared, when you share, people get saved. Number two, we're going to sow into this tonight. And, you know, the seed that I want to sow is really back from Proverbs 20 and 20. There's two seeds tonight. You pick the one that better that most applies for you. All right, I'm going to do 49, 26 for this scripture. Crazed, desperate, turn on themselves. So you can do Isaiah 49, 26, or you can do Proverbs 20, 22. And your $20, 22 cents, you can do $2,022, you can do $222, you can do, put those numbers in whatever you sow, 49, 26. Proverbs 20, 22 says, do not say, I'm going to get you. I'm going to get you, sucker. Do not say, I'm going to get you. The Bible says, instead, wait on the Lord. Wait on the Lord. He'll settle the score. Whichever one of those applies to you, say, visit both. And then so both. But you have to sow to lock this in. You cannot be worried about your past. You cannot be worried about what people have done to you, okay? So how can you sow? That's Cash App, $, Bishop Foreman with the number 2. PayPal, Venmo, Zelle, that's available. The email is hello@harvestchurch.church. PayPal, Venmo, Zelle, Giveify, hello@harvestchurch.church. Or again, you can use Cash App, $, Bishop Foreman with the number 2. Or I use Text to Give. You can find out about that. Just go to our website, harvestchurch.church. Here's the name of this seed. Let it go. Let it go. Let it go. Let it go. And again, you sow which one? You can do both. Let's pin. Oh, no. I didn't mean to report. I mean to pin. There we go. Pin combat. You sow either Proverbs 20, 22 or Isaiah 49, 26, or you can do both of them. Or you can do both of them. Isaiah 49, 26 or Proverbs 20, 22. But you got to get some seed in the ground. Say, Bishop, I don't have 2022. Then get as close as you can to it. You got to get some type of seed in the ground. Never expect a harvest of what you did not sow. Last but not least, and I'll come back and give you the giving methods again in just a second. If you are not a Christian, tonight's your night. Secondly, if you give your life to the Lord, you've not been faithful, tonight's your night to come back to him. And third, if you're like, Bishop Foreman, I don't know where things stand with God, but I want to be sure. Wherever you're at, if you need to become a Christian, recommit yourself to the Lord, or be sure. When I count to three, you do that hand wave emoji, or you say it's me. No guilt, no condemnation, no shame. You're about to join the over 100 people that have already given their lives to the Lord so far this year. One, two, three. Wherever you're at, do that hand wave emoji right now. If you need to become a Christian, recommit yourself to the Lord, or be sure. Wherever you're at, we're about 10 minutes over, but we're wrapping it up. Listen, guys, I just spent an hour praying with you, an hour and 10 minutes praying with you. Can I get you to just give me 60 seconds before you hop off to pray that scales fall off of eyes, scales fall off of ears, and that people would come to the Lord tonight? There's one so far. There's two. Wherever you're at, just pray with me. Give me 60 seconds. Don't just get what you need and then hop off. We're blessed to be a blessing. Pray somebody else through. There's three. Pray somebody else through. Pray somebody else through. Wherever you're at, there's at least two more of you. You need to become a Christian, recommit yourself to the Lord, or be sure. I got you. I got you, OMC. I got you. I got you. There's three so far. Wherever you're at, you need to become a Christian, recommit yourself to the Lord, or be sure. No guilt, no condemnation, no shame. Bishop, you don't know how I messed up. It doesn't matter. There's no place too low where the blood of Jesus can't flow. There's no place too high where God will not draw nigh. You're not too far from God. Well, Bishop, somebody told me God won't love me. They a lie, and then mama is too. He loves you with an unconditional love. And what I love about God is that he won't wait for you to change to love you. He says, come as you are, but his love is going to make you change. His love is going to make you. I don't love the Lord because I'm afraid of hell. I love him because he's been good to me, and I love him. There's four right there. If you need to become a Christian, recommit yourself to the Lord, or be sure. Good love will make you change, make you act right, make you talk right, make you do right. It's the goodness of God that brings men into repentance. That is I do not walk around. Now let's be clear. I do not walk around afraid of hell. Mm-mm. I love God. And there is a difference. There is a difference. There is a difference between the two. There's at least one more of you that needs to come to the Lord. I'm going to count down from three. I'm going to count down from three, and then we got to pray. Three, waiting on you. Two, if you need to become a Christian, recommit yourself to the Lord, or be sure. Do that hand wave emoji or say it's me. One, there's at least one more of you, but we're out of time. We got to pray. We'll wait. You still respond, even if you're watching on the replay. Everybody pray this for me. Say, Father, thank you for dying in my place. Thank you for your love for me. I confess with my mouth, and I believe in my heart that you are my Lord and my Savior. There's another. There's five. Give me the grace to be a faithful Christian from this day forward. If I fall or if I fail, give me the grace to get right back up again. Today is the beginning of the rest of my life. In Jesus' name, amen. Listen, guys, you just prayed that prayer or recommitted yourself to the Lord. You're going to text Harvest to 55498, 55498. There's six right there. I see you. Oh, me, Jesus. I see you. There's seven right there. I see you. Wherever you're at, you just text Harvest at 55498. You're going to get a text of options right away. You enter the option for become a Christian or salvation. We're going to get a message called what next? Now that you've given your life to the Lord, what do you do next? Some of you were saved and you were never taught what to do next. You should shoot that text too and get that message, what to do next, so I can walk you through that. All right? Guys, tomorrow we're going to do a pop-up. Remember, the pop-up is going to be earlier in the day. How do you know when I'm going to go live? You text Harvest to 55498. Get our app so that you'll know when I'm going live. And then if you got questions about the fast, I'll answer questions that you may have about the fast. I'll answer those questions tomorrow during our pop-up. Don't let me forget to do that. And then again, if you're going to sow tonight, there's two seeds, Proverbs 20:22 or Isaiah 49:26. If you want to sow both, you sow both. Why do you have a sowing, Bishop? You sow the seed. It's a scriptural and biblical principle. He gives seed to the sower. And in 1 Samuel 9, when Samuel had given instruction to Saul about where his father's donkeys were, they said, well, what shall we give to the man of God to seal what we've heard, to seal his instruction? It's all throughout the Bible, and he gives seed to the sower. I just want you to get a harvest for what it is that you heard and for what it is that you learned tonight in prayer, all right? We'll also do prayer requests tomorrow since we ran out of time and didn't get an opportunity to do those tonight. So, oh, thank you so much. Love you. I appreciate that. I love you guys. I pray you have an amazing night. Listen, y'all, because of how my schedule worked today, I got to go to the gym. and this negative five weather or negative 11. I gotta go. So I love you guys. Have an amazing night. Thank you for praying for my strength. I'll see you in the morning for our pop-up. Have an amazing day. Make sure you share when we get off. And again, let me give you the giving methods. $ Bishop Foreman with the number 2. PayPal, Venmo, Zelle, Givelify, that's available. The email is hello@harvestchurch.church, all right? You can give any of those ways, and I encourage everybody to put something there. Say, Bishop, I got $2, sow it. Give seed to the sower. I just encourage you to be faithful in your sowing. I love you. Shalom. Have a good night. See you, TikTok. Love y'all. Love you guys, YouTube and LinkedIn and everybody over there. Love y'all. Appreciate you. Make sure you share. Last but not least, IG.